What does it all mean?
What does it mean?
What does it all mean?
Life. What's the answer?
42. Yeah.
Don't forget your towel.
What are cows? We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news. Sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs.
Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful Podcast. I'm Josh.
getting it right out there.
Perfect.
This podcast is a conglomerate operation by Normally Normal, which you can find on Twitter at normally_norm and www.normallynormal.com. You can also email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. As I mentioned earlier, I'm Josh. I am personally on Twitter at patton_josh. On my left, we've got the one and multiple, because he's been cloned.
Hey, guys, it's me. And me. I'm Leo.
I wish there were four
I'm
of you.
Leo. Yep. I'm Leo. You can follow all of us on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can follow me in real life. Follow me around. That'd be cool.
Yeah, just follow him around town.
I have a white Sebring, so license plate. And to your right, Josh?
To my right and your right is...
I'm to everybody's right if they go far enough to their right. Hey, I'm Brian.
Brian.
I am to everyone's right. What were you guys saying? Twitter? I'm on Twitter at _BPCK, and I can now be found on my motorcycle with the license plate. BPCK.
It's very cool. I like the black on gold.
Looks pretty good, right?
You look like a Steelers fan.
Those are my high school colors.
I am not a Steelers fan.
Go Steelers.
No.
Are you a Central Gwinnett Black Knights fan?
Yes.
To the core. Can you two guess who I am?
Leo.
Go Steelers! Megan Klimkos.
Yep.
Yes, I nailed it. I get a point, and you don't get anything, Josh.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
Never, absolutely never. Never would have guessed. And to my left, if I can introduce, we have our co-host today. It is a Samsung TV.
Hello, guys.
Damn it. I had this voice all planned and ready. And this whole thing already.
Was it going to be Asian?
Huh?
Was it going to be Asian?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I have a hilarious story to tell you off air.
Oh, very good. Fuck you, listeners. You're not going to hear it.
Yeah, not going to hear it because you shouldn't. It's about an awful coworker.
Perfect.
Don't worry, guys. We are off air as of now. Wink, wink,
oh,
wink.
Oh, I see
wink.
What's happening. Yes,
what's the story?
But what's that red light still?
Nothing. That's the off-lighter.
Welcome to episode 46, guys.
Y'all ever try to trick a girl?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Y'all ever try to trick a girl and you're like hanging out, making out, and like she's like, ooh, take my picture. And you take a picture. And then she's like, ooh, why is the red light still on? Don't worry about it.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
Yeah, neither have I.
Okay, yeah.
None of us creepy. I do like nudes sent to me, though. So
if I love a good nude.
Brian, if you want to get in on that.
Oh, absolutely. I got a whole bunch of nudes on my phone ready to send.
I do like nudes sent to me. I don't like necessarily them coming into my phone. I like them tweeted to me. So if you could tweet me those nudes.
Go ahead and tweet me your nudes.
So when I look at the mentions, I'm like, oh, cool.
Sweet nudes.
That sounds awesome. Actually, why don't you just go ahead and tweet those at _normallynorm. No, normally_norm. I want to see them, too.
Yeah. Now, me first, and then all
you can
be
retweet.
Like, hey, normally, check this out.
Okay, cool. That sounds fun.
Check out these nudes that I got.
Yeah.
This personal nude that she DM'd me.
Ooh, I love a good DM.
Or he, I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? Don't discriminate.
I get a lot in Facebook. Also got another weird Facebook message. I gotta read this to
you. Oh, no.
Oh, my phone's in my room.
From the same?
No, it's from some totally random person, says they're from Georgia.
Ooh, cool.
They're not any mutual friends, so I don't even think it's a real account. It's definitely like a catfishing human being. She was like, hi, Albert, first off. Definitely know what I like to be called.
She knows to call you Albert.
So she said, hello, Albert. Good evening. I just respond, hey, what up? And then she responds with this like nice little message about whoever this fake human being is. That, hi, I'm 26.
Ooh.
I'm studying to be catering. I'm looking for more than what I have currently, and I live in Savannah, Georgia. And I was like, cool, sounds like my life. And then she just responds, what are you looking for on this thing? And I was like, Facebook? I was like, talk to friends, family. And then she didn't respond yet. But
it's, oh, I can't wait to see what she says.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who is trying to catfish me.
Nice. Maybe she can come out, be a guest on the show.
We did get a response to that email from
last week. I was just
going to
ask.
Yeah, it's on my phone. It's over there.
Nobody has their phones.
Anybody can check it right now. But essentially...
Is it in the email?
Yeah, the normal email. Essentially, it seems like he wanted us to be debt collectors for his company.
Oh, that I read that. And I was like, I thought it came... Because I have normally normals. Emails come to my... Like, just forwarded automatically to Kovalik 317. So
ooh, nice.
Not really have to look at it.
I should do that.
And I saw that, and I thought it was to me. And I was like, oh, no, I don't. What is this guy?
Yeah. Debt collectors for his business? Does Raffaelli that mean like we go like, around and rough people up and get money?
I guess so, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, he sent us an email last week that was just like one line, like, hey, I've got a deal for you. And so I responded on air, and then he followed up with like, you know, we call people on behalf of him and collect some debt, and we get a percentage and blah, blah, blah.
Why is normally normal not a debt collector?
Seriously, why aren't we the muscle? Let's fucking be the muscle.
All right, so immediately I'm thinking brains. Okay,
okay, fine.
So he
pointed to me, by the way.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, good idea. That's great, great, great. This is not on video. We're not just sitting around.
So Josh's brains.
Josh's brains, but the thing with that is he can't leave his chair.
Also
so like,
muscle paralyzed?
But just because like you have to look like you're always like contemplating and thinking.
Oh, okay.
Because you're the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
But you still have to be there with us.
Well, we roll this chair around.
Yeah, so it's not a wheelchair. Yeah, he's going to be in his like.
I know, but you guys got to roll it so I can be like contemplating.
Well, no,
we're going to get fired immediately. Raphael does not want to hire us.
You can move still with your legs. I think I am just going to be a direct ripoff of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Okay, perfect.
So I'll have my sweet mullet. I'll hire whoever this fake catfish person is on Facebook.
He'll
be
Georgia
like
girl?
My fat wife or whatever he has.
She's probably fat, yeah.
Yeah. Right, fat and not real, so why not? And then, Brian, what's your debt collection ideas?
Are you the crazy one? Are you the wild card?
I'm wild card. Ooh, yeah, I think I'll be card? Wild card. I'll fucking roll up. You know, you guys will be like chatting and they're like, nah.
You light their house on fire?
And then you're like, okay, well, now you're going to have to deal with our third partner and
yeah.
I just roll up on my motorcycle.
Also, why is that dog body hunter? Why is that man not standing up?
What are you guys doing here? What do you want?
I wouldn't mind dealing with the crazy one. You all are.
I'm going to light everybody's houses on fire.
You are like Chris Pine's character from Crazy Eights?
Smoking Aces.
Crazy
Damn
Aces.
Damn it.
I never saw it. Don't even know if I know who Chris Pine is.
I think that was...
You know who Chris Pine is.
I think that was the first time I've ever seen Chris Pine in anything.
Yep, me too.
And he was just... I think he was just playing like a super crazy...
Was he lighting shit on fire?
I think he was doing a lot of stuff.
Pretty crazy.
He was doing a lot of stuff.
It was a cool role.
He was walking. He was talking.
So he wasn't the brain. At the same time?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I know. Pretty crazy.
So he wasn't the brains because he was on his feet.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the fire starter. Just call me Firestarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that movie?
Firestarter?
Mm-hmm.
Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore?
Nope.
Stephen King?
Nope.
Superpowers?
Nope.
Very cool.
Really?
It was basically like Stranger Things.
God, I love it.
But instead
that
of the upside down, it was fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to watch that.
And Drew Barrymore gets really mad as a kid because they're trying to take her dad.
Oh, she's a kid in it?
Yep. And she goes, and basically does the same, you know, superpower face you see in a lot of
these
things.
Oh, so she's the Firestarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead of a bunch of 80s homages, it just is the 80s.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
And her dad can make people do what he wants, but it's just like L, like his nose will just like bleed profusely.
Yeah.
You guys, I heard a theory that I thought was pretty cool about Stranger Things.
Okay.
This could be slightly spoilery for Stranger Things.
Spoiler alert.
So go watch 8 episodes. We'll wait.
We will wait.
We're waiting here still.
Still waiting.
That the monster is L's mom.
L's mom?
But it's half of her because she, through all the testing, also found the upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But through all the testing, the LSD and things, and then when she finally learned that L had been miscarried, which is a lie, obviously, her psyche just broke and half of her stayed in the real world and half of her was in the upside down.
They visited her in the series,
the real world,
right?
And she was just a vegetable.
Yeah.
So they're saying like maybe that was like her side. It was like looking for her daughter over there that never existed, and that's why she only takes kids, and it just has been so long that she's been like corrupted.
Why does Elle want to kill her mom?
I don't think she wants to kill her.
Didn't she like kick her ass?
At the end. Yeah, at the end. But like she might not know it was her mom. Mm. Maybe that could be the development. I just thought it was a really cool theory.
Yeah. Very interesting.
That somebody on YouTube had 231 subscribers.
Boom.
And I liked his theory, and I was like, how is this video coming up maybe I watched too many Stranger Things and Game of Thrones, like, theory.
No such thing as that. No such thing as that.
Did you see the cool theory about Star Wars and BB-8?
No.
This girl posted a cool video about. She's way more eloquent and has better details quoted than I can right now.
Well, her who isn't?
Thing, everyone.
Yeah.
You
can't even stand up, idiot.
No, the brains. But her theory was that BB-8 is going to play like a super crucial role, and that actually Kylo Ren built him as a kid because Han Solo was familiar with him, and he is like one of a kind, all this kind of stuff. And there's multiple times where Kylo Ren is like, you know, bring me the droid unharmed and stuff like that. And then someone else is like, don't let your emotions get in this. And, you know, because Darth Vader as a kid, he built C-3PO. And
which
so,
a lot of people hated the fact that it's that interconnected. So I would, I'm okay with it. I think it's like cool, whatever. But like to do it all, to do it again, I wonder if people would not be like, okay, come on. Like, is there anything else happening in this universe? Like, this droid just can't be a droid.
Oh, right, right.
Can a droid just be a droid?
There's always got to be some conspiracy
or connection,
some theory.
But I like that. I think that'd be cool. I don't remember those parts where I thought you said to bring me the girl unharmed. I didn't think you said
at the very beginning when BB-8, when he sends BB-8 off on his ship and flies away, he's like, bring me back that droid unharmed and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And they're saying like, you know, This droid's one of a kind, and you know most droids no one really cares about, but yet C-3PO and R2-D2 have been kept along for this whole time, and when BB-8 gets back with everyone, he like knows who they are, and he's like super familiar with them. Leia recognizes them, and it's like, well, if this droid is so special, then obviously you're going to give it to their best pilot, which they do. And someone refers to, I guess there's some talk or whatever of like some other stuff, like some army or whatever that Kylo Ren has made or something, like some kind of seven or something,
the
like
Knights
that.
Of Ren.
Yeah, the Knights of Ren, but they refer to him as Master, which is what C-3PO always called Master Luke. So it's like what a droid kind of refers to as its builder. And so Kylo Ren is referred to as Master Ren.
You see him in the flash of when Rey has her flashback, it's him standing with the other six.
Yeah, so they're saying that those are are all droids that he built, and so then BB-8 is like the eighth thing.
BB-8, got it.
Did we see the same movie? Did she see Force Awakens? Because there's a part. I mean, that's cool. She didn't like. That's cool that everyone's like freaking out. And that's the theory crafting. But did she not see the part where Kylo Ren goes, ooh, bring me that droid that I built, baby.
Yeah, I mean, he straight up says it.
Yeah, he straight up says it. He's like, I built BB-8. And he looks at the camera and goes, I did. So
I broke the fourth wall at one time.
Yeah, did he?
I sure did. For all of you guys who said it didn't, I sure did.
Wow. He definitely. Who's saying they did?
I got to watch it again. I forgot that part.
Yeah, so I think it kind of took me. It's when he was like trying to pull the memories out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From her. And, you know, there's kind of a weird scene. Just kept flashing back. But one time he looked.
He was like, give me the plans. She was like, these plans? And there was like his blueprints from when he built BB-8. No, not the plans that I used when I built BB-8.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's cool that, you know, she's getting famous for this theory that was very obviously in the movie.
Yeah. I love
it. Like, I got a real good theory that Chewbacca's like covered in hair.
Yeah.
Strong theory.
Did you guys hear the theory that I had sex with Angelina Jolie?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I think we're using theory wrong at some point. I think it's
pretty good
point,
theory.
Theory is.
I think you're confusing theory with fever dream.
Oh, got it. What about this time? Can you theory me $1,000?
Oh,
am I using it right?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely cool. Using it right.
What era of Angelina Jolie are we talking here?
I'm talking Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. When I had my personal experience with her. And I thought that she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah.
You opened her door, and I remember every single time I watched that movie, which is twice.
Right.
I pause and go, hey, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate
that. I figured wanted to do it when she was CGI from Beowulf. Figured that was the Angelina Jolie generation.
Oh, I didn't see that, but was she like naked in it?
CGI naked.
CGI naked? Fake naked?
Fake naked.
I'll take CGI naked over
with a tail.
Fully clothed. Ooh, with a tail?
Yeah.
Put that thing right up my butt.
Yeah.
Well, guys, why are you making those faces?
So, just because I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is that movie? Not Geely.
Yeah, Geely.
That is a movie.
That's a movie.
No, but I thought that was like the awful Ben Affleck movie.
It is.
I'm thinking, what movie did she do where she was like the young, aspiring model and was like naked in half of it?
Gia.
Lara Croft.
Gia.
That's it.
Gia.
Lara Croft, the young, aspiring model / adventurer,
pretty sure,
cave diver, just fully naked.
She was hot. You play that video game?
Gia. Yeah, I did.
Gia, right. That's it. I didn't see that
one.
Gia Joe. Gia Joe. They should make Gia Joe.
The crossover everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah.
Who they just cast the new Laura Croft?
Yeah, they did, and I forgot who it was.
It's not the one who voice acts it. Which
no, it's somebody really fantastic. Cool. I think I remember hearing it. And I was like, oh, that's a good cast. Good casting.
I want to say it's the same lady from Rogue One.
Hmm. Oh, really?
I think it might be the same lady from Rogue One. I like that.
What if it was Alicia Vikander?
Oh God, I love her so much.
Like, have you guys? So the person who voices the video games does it fantastic. Yeah. It's Camilla Luddington.
It is Alicia Vikander.
What, really? I just yeah. guessed.
Let me see. Show me.
2018 Tomb Raider.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
I literally
had
no idea that they were even making another Tomb Raider movie, yep. or that they cast it. That was just my guess because of her.
I think you
crazy.
So I think your subconscious knew this.
My subconscious knew a theory.
Knew a theory,
but I didn't even know they were making another Lara Croft movie.
Gosh, they're making so a new attractive. Tomb Raider due to the success, probably, of the games that came out, like the rebooted games that came out. Man, that first game was really good. Second one comes out in October. Well, it came out last year, but
we can finally play it.
Yeah, it was really good. If you ever want to play a game where a girl struggles and you see some dark shit happen.
Just live my life.
And some wolves.
Yeah.
A girl struggles and dark shit happens. The story of Brian Colbert Kennedy.
That's right.
Gentlemen, we went to Chicago.
We sure did.
Who did? Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. That was crazy.
Was it 4 weeks ago? 5 weeks ago.
No way. It was like 2 weeks ago.
6 years ago.
2 weeks. 6 years ago, we were in Chicago. And then finally, 6 years later.
We went on the 12th, right? And then we got there?
Yep.
Today is the 31st.
To the 17th.
17.
Yeah, just over 2 weeks. We were there for, like 5 days?
Five-day bender.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that was...
felt like 6 years of partying crammed into 5 days.
Quite an experience.
Quite an experience, indeed.
Lots of beer. Lots of old friends.
Lots of being on WGN, hit in the neck with a baseball.
Yes. Tons of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Lots of pizza and beef sandwiches.
No pizza for me. I unfortunately did not have Chicago style pizza.
Well, I didn't get hit in the neck on WGN either, but it's like a group, you know.
Okay, we're just saying it's a group thing. Good. Got it.
Just a big group thing.
Got it. Let's see what else. What else? Al's Beef. Big shout out to Al's Beef. If you're in Wrigley, please go check that place out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're in Wrigley, go.
Whoa. Pretty good?
Yeah.
That was absolutely delicious. Because I was also hoping Portillo's is going to blow it out of the water. Portillo's sucked.
Yeah, Portillo's was bad that day.
I'm saying it right now.
That's like so crazy to hear. Portillo's is so
right
good.
Now.
Yeah, you must have had a bad experience.
We did. It was awful.
It was real bad. And it actually makes me go, I would go to Al's Beef again. Never again.
Oh, Al's was so boring, I thought. Maybe not as boring as Redmond's.
You know what? I'm going to go right now. Goodbye, everyone. I'm going to go to the...
We should go.
The one down, like 45
Park.
Minutes away. Yep.
Yeah. Buena Vista.
Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's right next to Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, which is so fun. And they have Soak City. We should go to Soak City, have just a fun old day at the water park, just three boys.
I love that.
And then get a couple boys. Of beefs and sausages.
Wait, you wanna get a little like wet and wild?
Yeah, I want to get wet and wild with
you guys.
Do
that here.
Well, but there's no lazy river and slide.
I'll build you a lazy river. I'll build you
you're
a slide.
You're going to build me a lazy river?
Yeah.
Fine.
I'll build you a lazy river.
Fine, let's just do it here.
It's real lazy.
Yep.
Super lazy.
And I'm going to rip the tub out of the wall and just push you around in a tub.
I will do that. Sounds great.
Yep. And I'll be like, your little lazy river. Like, whoops, that feels
I wish
so lazy.
We had there was like a tub on wheels.
I'm like sweating. Because
you just ripped a tub off a wall?
Just put one of those kiddie pools on a few skateboards.
That'd be great, but it's like sort of warm water, so you're not freezing.
The only thing is with my lazy river is it's you have to be in the tub.
Yeah.
And while I'm pushing around. And in the other tub, Josh is pushing around tub girl.
Ugh. God. I'm out.
I'm in now.
Josh is like, why are you here?
Disgusting. I want no part of it.
Come on, just a little part.
Do you ever think that like some of those... Internet, like, because she was Tub Girl was like even before, like, the internet really took off. Like, that was like stuff that you would, like, didn't even think was real.
I'm just imagining it right now.
It's great for people as a society. Like, before the internet, it's really a big thing. Okay, this is this brand new idea. Tub Girl, right off the bat. First thing we're going to do.
Yep.
Well, we have this whole new world. Ah, Tub Girl.
Do you think, like, she puts that maybe, like, in her Twitter, like, profile? Like,
I bet for a while.
Like when, her work like, resume.
When everybody knew her as Tub Girl, for sure.
I'm an accountant. I'm 31.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I'm known as Tub Girl online.
What's Tub Girl doing right now?
Yeah, what's her life like?
I don't think she stopped.
We should do like a documentary on the Tub Girl girl and like Two Girls, One Cup girls.
Yep.
And the One Man, One Jar. Yeah, like, who, like what are those guys doing now?
What are they doing now?
Yeah. All dead.
Also, do we really want to talk to any of them? Probably not.
Between a thick piece of glass and just and like I'm on the phone.
They're all like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Just yeah. In there,
I want them to have masks on, tied up.
Nice.
Gross.
What else did we do? What else did we do? Yeah, so Portillo's would be fun to go down there. Because right now I am very defeated on it. Because Josh and I just had a real bad...
We should take a trip. I've eaten good Portillo's at that one.
Okay. So have I.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great.
There's a Walmart right there. I brought a car.
There's a Walmart down there?
In the same parking lot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so Chicago suburbs right now.
We should have someone drive us.
Like an Uber?
No. Like a friend.
Like a horse and carriage?
Come pick us up. Take us down.
I'll drive us down.
I know. I'm saying I don't want us to work. I want us to all three be in the back seat, being boys, hanging out, waiting for the water park.
Oh, God. We got to go to Soak City.
And then somebody is driving us for free.
I mean, who
does? Maybe like a limo.
Who will do it? It's not going to be for free.
Well, I want it to be for free.
I wish we had a friend who was a limo driver.
That would be nice.
And then just every once in a while, I could be like, hey, Harry, can you just ride us down to...
Let's get James to do it.
I think James would be into it.
When was the last time you were in a limo? I'll go. Vegas for Tiffany's birthday.
Oh, yeah, which was like, what, 4 years ago or something?
Yep.
Long time.
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah, probably 3 years ago.
That was probably the last time I was in one, too, then. I can't remember.
Two and a half years, I've decided.
2.5 weeks ago.
2.5 weeks ago. Two and a half years ago. It was super fun. I was in the front seat chatting them up.
Boom.
You guys were back there. There's way too many people.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, why?
Yeah, there's way too many people. I was chatting them up. We tipped them, gave them money. He's like, hey, if you guys ever want to go around again, let me know.
Is that when we went to the, where did we go? That strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. And he gave you the number so that if we could personally call him.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a cool strip club.
Limos and strip clubs.
That was a cool strip club.
I don't think last time I was in an actual limo was probably like a prom or something. It's been a while.
What? Really? We got to get you in a limousine.
We got to get this guy in a limo.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a limo down to
I feel like he would be that. I feel like he would be that basic white bitch.
No, I'm not going up that sunroof.
That's popping out the sunroof going, hey, we're partying.
Can we get a limo with a hot tub?
I would do that all the way down to, what do you call it, Soak World?
Soak City, yeah.
Soak City. I would do that the whole way down.
But I think
on the highway.
Like bugs. You come down just covered in bugs. But I just feel like, have you been in a limo with Josh before?
No.
So we can't say that he doesn't immediately flip out and get me in that sunroof, he always says.
He's always saying, get me out of that sunroof.
Yeah, no, get me in the sunroof.
Get me like, yeah, but in it, but like, you know, out.
Yeah.
Of it, you know, like up above the.
Even once, like, he was just like, I saw like him like glancing in a limo and I knew he wanted to be out that
sunroof. Right. I want Josh to get super high and then get in a limo because then I think he like definitely will be in that sunroof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keep an eye, like if you ever are driving with Josh or just you're walking by and you see a limo go by, look at his eyes just get like nice and big. And he's like, oh man, that sunroof.
Oh, the fantasy of being inside that
sunroof. Have you ever done that? Have we ever done that for real?
No.
I've never popped out the sunroof because I'd rather be down there drinking.
Not of a limo, of a car.
I did it out of a limo bus. They didn't have a sunroof, but I made one.
Yeah,
the driver was like, stop.
Just punched the shit out of it.
Yeah, like,
please stop. He wouldn't stop the car, but he wanted you to stop for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He sped up.
Those are super nice. I like those limo, like giant limo buses.
Party buses?
That have like bathrooms in the back.
Yeah.
Because like when you're drinking and everything, party buses are super fun. Trolleys are super fun. But like by the end of the night, when everyone's kind of broken the seal and everything, it becomes more of a hassle to like be on one of those things. Because then you always got to find bathrooms. But when you're on one of those, it's just like, cool, I'll be right back.
Where does all the water go?
Partying doesn't need to
stop. Just a big tank in the bottom of the bus?
Yeah, it'd be like a tank. Like if we were driving an RV.
Yeah.
You just have to then go empty it.
Right. Well, we don't have to.
Well, no.
The driver does,
well,
right?
Yeah, but if he... Yeah, that's not the last thing. All right, thank you so much. Here's the money for the night, and I guess just give me the keys. I'll go empty your sewage. Okay, thank you so much.
I like that. We should start that company.
Yeah, I saw my stepdad do it a lot. It's just a hose that you like hook up, and then you hook up to like down there.
Whatever,
just touch a button, make some super loud noise. Yeah, for like 5 minutes, and then you.
He personally had to make the noise. The actual hose was silent.
You have to go,
so it knows to go.
And then like water tanks.
Yeah.
You have like a little bit of water in there too.
Oh, yeah.
Just dump it in a public pool.
I don't think.
That's what Dave Matthews did. So, remember they got in trouble
for
that?
Chicago River, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think.
Landed on a tour bus.
Call back to Klim Coast. I think she just went and saw him. It did. It landed
on a tour boat.
Yeah.
Tour boat, yeah.
Going underneath.
Didn't Klim Coast just see Dave Matthews? I thought I saw that on.
She did.
Her and Chitty.
He also, just be like, hey, remember this? He threw shit
just
at everyone.
Threw a bunch of shit. There was these big containers hanging on the ceiling above. They didn't realize, and then Dave Matthews was like, "Look up!" And everybody looked up, and all the balloons just popped, and just shit came down.
Dave Matthews,
Look up, idiot. Mid-song. Hey, look up.
It's just like 20 giant balloons full of his shit.
I know this song is 31 minutes long, but just, you know, you all need a break. 15 minutes in, look up.
He's been shitting in balloons for the past 10 years. Man.
I saw them once at the Fairfax County Fair. I get it that they're like a cool jam band, but it's just like he played a song and then the dude with the dreads jumped in and like just played bongos for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, why? And everyone's like clapping.
Everybody's just high and like
yeah, I guess. Cool. At that point, I didn't know what, you know, I was probably 17 at this time.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
Josh, what's your opinion on Dave Matthews Band?
I got into him in high school because the girls I liked were into him, so I checked it out to see what was up and got a few CDs. I got into like their early stuff, but then I lost interest and did not keep up after that.
What's the worst music that you think you've ever bought or listened to?
Oh, God.
Because of a girl. I want to say probably Taking Back Sunday, but that's not the
worst. They're
not even bad. I like them. Yeah, I like them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like that's a case of like a girl liking it and like giving me that CD and then me falling in love with
it. I have
it
in my mind, but I can't think of who it is. But I'm going to think about it, and I might get it.
Maybe the Spice Girls.
All American Rejects. That's who it was.
Okay.
I don't like them, and I'm embarrassed that I like them. Oh, man. And I got into them because of a girl on MySpace.
I kind of like them.
Do you?
I kind of like them. Yeah. Because I like them because I saw them.
Swing, swing, swing. I fucking hate them so much.
From the tangles of my heart.
Uh-huh.
I think I liked them because they hit me in the perfect moment for that CD, because it's like a breakup album. When I broke up, like, in college. So I think at that perfect moment, all their songs. And it was the same girl that I saw them with at Warped Tour. So it was like, that's more of not like a
it was like this
love
personal
for
their music,
thing. It's more of a connection for that.
I think the only, like, other CD I bought because a girl I liked was into it was, like, Kids Bop. The girl's, like, six.
She was like, hey, what do you want to listen to? And you know, Josh was like, whatever you want. And she said, Kids Bop, because I'm six.
To be fair, she was mature for her age, Josh. Yeah,
but, man. Yeah. But that whole summer of 2012 was just awful listening to that.
2012. I don't know how I met that girl on MySpace, but she started telling me that she, like, used to date the lead singer of All American Rejects. And so, like, that's why she liked them. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll listen to him too. But
she
then
still
like,
likes him after they stopped dating?
Apparently. Huh. Or she brought it up anyway, but then they had broken up for some reason. And then
God, I love we are talking about MySpace.
Oh, my God. She sent me, I got naked pictures from her through MySpace.
Publicly? MySpace was pretty great.
Probably not publicly. No.
You immediately became top eight. Yeah. She immediately became top
Boom,
eight.
Boom, number one, bitch.
Send more.
Oh, Augustana also.
But MySpace is how we know Slam Dunk Laser Rider.
That's
who
true.
I finally get to meet in person in Chicago.
Yeah. That was awesome.
She just randomly messaged Leo because he had a cool profile pic of a Turtles party. And then this became this whole ongoing.
What was
joke.
The? Do you just were you just able to look at random people? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you could like search, and then if they'd have like mutual friends in common, but more importantly, it was like by city, by
things like that.
I think she was just browsing people in Chicago, and then Leo had a cool picture, so she just sent him some random message, and we were both there in one of our living rooms.
She's a beautiful young lady.
She is.
And if you're listening,
wonderful.
You're a beautiful young lady. And it was a pleasure seeing you for 2 minutes.
Yeah. She, that was funny.
Most people will not realize she's actually a beautiful old lady. She's 92.
92 years old, but God, does she look good.
Yeah.
She's great.
I have a question. Did this girl start in your top eight who just sent you nudes? Or then did you threaten to like put her like down to seven or six if she didn't send more nudes?
Well, I tricked her. No, she was a total rando, and she was probably never in my top eight. I mean, maybe. I can't remember if I would have done it or not, probably. But I just remember it ended with her sending me a couple nudes.
Nice.
And I had to listen to All American Rejects, and I hated it.
Had to. Here's a big issue, folks. If you're sending nudes, tweeting at me, again, at Kovalik317, which then I'll go to normally, _norm, just know you're going to get a little right-click save as. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, nobody's just looking at nudes and going, well, that was cool. See you never. No.
This will just go, you know, down as a cool moment
Shit's
in my life.
Shit's getting saved. As a matter of fact, when I do like get rid of nudes because out of like respect for the girl after we break up or something, I immediately regret it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Yep.
I want all the nudes.
You, nothing is absolutely gone on a hard drive. Even when you we can get some recovery
But I mean, I don't even have a computer anymore.
Just going to a Best Buy. Geek Squad, help me.
Geek Squad, help me. I deleted a nude. I regret it.
Here's the situation. I need some nudes of some exes back. They're somewhere on this computer.
Yep.
Hook a brother up.
Isn't that crazy that nothing is like officially gone on a hard drive unless that's why like people, you know, when they
microwave their stuff,
if you burn the hard drive.
it's gone.
Like once you destroy it.
Yeah, if you destroy it. But if like, you
put it in the microwave, that's how you get rid of it.
I guess that makes sense. Like, what does that mean, delete? It's a piece, it's a file on a thing. Like,
yeah,
it's there.
Like an actual etched onto the hard drive itself, which is just so weird to me how all of that works. So, Josh, tell me how it works.
So
you are the brains, after all.
Yeah.
Wait, real quick, can you stand up and get me some milk from the
no.
fridge?
No.
Ah, damn
I
it.
I gotta think.
Yeah.
When you put a file onto a hard drive, little micro chip computers inside go itch.
Oh, that's what that noise is. Yeah,
and so you know, you hear the that's them etching it on. So when you delete it,
I thought it was the sewage from the trailer being emptied.
Yeah. No, that's close. A different noise. That's
got it.
That's putting it on the hard drive, and then when you delete it, you're just deleting the visual. It's still there.
Oh.
If I close my eyes, Josh, make those two noises again. I feel like I'm in the same room with the guy from Police Academy.
Wow.
Michael Winslow?
Yeah.
You are that good.
I feel
thanks,
like
guys.
I wish Michael Winslow would be on our podcast and like never say anything, but just like every time like we might have a need of a record scratch or a random.
He could just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Gene Wilder.
Rest in peace, Gene Wilder. That's a big one.
Oh, boy. I saw that, and I got bummed.
What was a lot of people immediately were sharing their go-to movie that affected them most, like that they associated him with growing up. What were y'all's? Most people did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
I think it was that, but for me, I think it was Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
And I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, actually, I have to do a lot of TV of watching of his movies.
I haven't seen most of his movies.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Richard Pryor is blind but can hear. Gene Wilder is deaf but can see.
Did they do a couple movies together?
Yeah. Stir Crazy was
Stir Crazy,
the
right?
Up.
Yeah.
But like the actual like physical comedy that is coming out of that
Gold,
where he's like trying to guide him, and then like I think because it's like Gene Wilder was injured or something and couldn't fight. So he was trying to get, and there's like some dude trying to beat him up, and like Richard Pryor can't see but was fighting this dude. So Gene Wilder
was
like
helping.
Swing on your right.
Right.
You know what? How are we not watching this movie?
Yeah, let's have a Gene Wilder marathon.
That would be awesome. I would love to. I need to see some shit.
My
brother Nick,
it's on Amazon.
Willy Wonka was his favorite movie growing up. He'd watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, what I think of is Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is...
For sure.
Man, that fucking movie's good. Holy
for
shit,
sure.
It's so good.
Josh had a revelation last night about... Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
And his lineage.
I didn't realize his son, Max Brooks, wrote the book World War Z.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that is Max Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Pretty cool. It looks like you would be a young Mel Brooks, which guess why? Jeans, baby.
Blue denim jeans. What's it called? See No Evil, Hear No Evil, See No Evil?
I think it's Hear No Evil, See No Evil, yeah. Or it could be See No Evil, Hear No Evil. It's one of those.
It's See No Evil first.
Okay.
It's from 1989.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, they're in another one together too, but that's the one that I remember being like the...
Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like the physical comedy of that was always fantastic. So, rest in police, Gene Wilder.
Rest in police, Gene Wilder.
You are the perfect Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
You will never be replaced by Johnny Depp, because that movie sucked.
Oh, I liked it.
You liked the new Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was the, if anyone's curious, the all right was the sound of a friendship ending.
Oh no.
Wow. Friendship over
Willy Wonka. Yep.
Jesus.
Because like Johnny Depp just looks so dumb. Oh man, what do you guys think about Johnny Depp? You guys think he's fallen out of grace, or do you think he's just doing weird roles for himself?
You can watch it on Daily Motion for free.
Oh, we're watching it.
It's not on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon.
I don't know.
We could go,
you
on
check
the-
Daily Motion first.
No, I just Googled. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You could,
guys, I just checked which movies are available on Daily Motion. That one's available.
Of course I didn't do that.
Yeah, right.
Although that's where I watched The King of Kong also, because it's no longer available for free on Netflix, and you can rent it, but it's not free on Amazon Prime, so I watched it for free on Daily Motion. Okay, what's the problem?
Yeah, there is no problem.
Getting a lot of heat over here about Daily Motion.
You're creating heat.
Ooh, heat.
Is there a Daily Motion app on TVs that you can watch it on, like, Rokus or... PlayStations and stuff?
I don't fucking know.
So you watched it on your laptop, the whole thing?
No, I watched it on my iMac.
On
whole thing?
Yeah. What do you mean? Why would I stop?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever watched a whole movie just sitting on my computer.
I do.
Oh. I have a giant, it's like I have a 27-inch monitor.
But you sit in a computer chair?
Yeah.
You sit there and watch a whole movie?
That's how I watched all Stranger Things.
My chair is super comfortable.
Mine too. I just don't think I can sit there for a whole movie.
Well, great. Now we know about Josh and how he doesn't want to sit at his computer. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Podcast listeners.
Yeah, I give a fuck. Because I, you know what? Let's make him watch a movie there. Let's watch him make a movie. Let's see. We'll count how many times he thinks he wants to get up and like finish it elsewhere. It'll be a bunch.
But. It's on Amazon too.
Sweet.
Prime?
Prime?
I'm not. I don't think I'm logged in, so I don't know if it's free or not.
Prime? Oh,
I don't know if it's free or not. I'm just curious if.
Prime? Well, what do you mean? If you don't care if it's free.
Prime?
Because sometimes like they'll be like, oh, cool, yeah, and order the DVD is like the only way it's available.
Oh, no.
That's like Flight of the Navigators. When you, it's like, cool, it's on Amazon, but you click on it, it's like, order the DVD.
Prime?
Prime.
Prime. Oh, Hear No Evil, See No Evil is on Prime.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Thank you.
It's on Prime. You can rent it for $4, or we can watch it for free on Daily Motion. What is happening? Free.
We all three have to sit in front of your computer?
I want you to fuck off.
you can upload stuff to Daily Motion from PS4, so I wonder if there is an app. And if there's not, you could probably just go on their web browser and watch it there.
Mm-hmm. You can also just like put it on your laptop, but then whatever it's called, like sync it up to your TV.
Chromecast?
No, not Chromecast. Through the Apple TV.
AirPlay?
AirPlay, that's the one.
What's AirPlay? Is that
it's
like
a, when it's an Apple thing.
Like when you're touching someone on an airplane?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had sex on an airplane?
No.
Neither have I.
I don't even think I've fooled around on an airplane.
I was close.
I probably like caressed my girlfriend's upper leg or something.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting hot.
So you're like, saying you got AirPlay?
I got like the teeniest bit, the beginning of AirPlay.
Jesus.
Yeah. I can't even stand up in bathrooms on planes.
What? I 100% agree.
I have to like.
Yeah, there's. He's a tall.
Bend backwards. It's so ridiculous.
I thought you always sit down.
No, I don't want to sit on that thing.
Well, that's why I was confused.
I also have another theory, guys. Every time I go to the bathroom on the airplane is when turbulence starts.
Yep. I have the exact same thing every time.
I swear to God, I think it happens every time.
Anytime I stand up, I feel like I'm causing some extra little bumps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be real quick and come right back down.
I like to risk it. When I go in the bathroom, I hold on to nothing, and I just cover my eyes.
Yeah.
Pull my pants all the way down.
All the way down to your ankles?
Peeing in the toilet and like, let's see what happens.
With your eyes closed, you probably miss and you're just peeing everywhere.
I'll blame it on turbulence.
It's really inconsiderate for the next people walking into that.
Question about an airplane bathroom. You know how like they suck really hard?
So hard.
Literally, it's probably just throwing it out into...
I imagine that they're always just immediately throwing it out into the air.
I feel like that...
I mean, you're 30,000 feet up. It's just going to disappear.
Yeah, but if it's a poop.
I just want to get...
I mean, by the time a poop, like say one nice solid log falls from the sky 30,000 feet to the ground, that thing is just in a million pieces.
But if it's not, it hardens like a rock.
Yeah, it just kills someone.
It's super cold up there, that's true. So maybe it gets really hard for us and just falls like an ice cube of poop.
Do you think it would rip your dick off if you like got in there as far as you could and then hit the button?
I think it's possible. I think even if you like opened your butthole enough when it was sucking, it sucks shit right out of you.
Suck your testes out? Like if you got at the bottom of a pool?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that'd
God.
Be a real bad way to be found.
Just
to
like,
be, you're like dickless.
Dick stuck
dickless
in a...
dead because you bled out on an airplane.
If I die dickless, I'm going to be real pissed off.
Dude, I'm going to be super pissed.
But at least you died in that same moment, so it's not like you have to live dickless.
I don't know. I don't think you'd immediately die if your dick got ripped off.
You guys, this brings up a very serious question and that I think about every time I watch Game of Thrones.
What?
Could you live without a dick? Like, what if some horrible accident happened and you had no dick? What the fuck are you supposed to do as a man in the world with no dick?
I think you would have to continue on.
That's not true.
But for me at that point, I mean, every day I'm contemplating suicide.
I mean, it sounds. I think you couldn't live.
And listen, and
I don't think
just,
you could
live. This is just me. This is just Brian. This is just Josh saying this. If you're a dickless listener out there, don't
kill
don't,
yourself.
Yeah, don't do
that's not what
crazy.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, if you're, we have a lot of. We do have a lot of dickless listeners. I bet.
I mean, literally all the
every
females.
Single female that listens is dickless.
Well, I'm saying like a dickless male.
Oh, got it.
I don't know, man. Okay, so it depends. If I was younger and grew up without a dick, like let's say we're talking Game of Thrones, the bald dude, I could live because you don't really know any different.
If you lose it before puberty.
Yeah. But like
no, I'm saying now though, yeah.
Yeah, like what's
like
his
Theon.
Face? Theon if how he lost his dick, absolutely not. I would first of all, everything he went through I'd kill myself anyway, but the
right,
fact
but it's not, yeah, yeah.
that he got him erect and then chopped it up, no way, dude, I'm out.
I think you'd have to the only way to do it is if you like I think there was like probably large groups of people, like religious people, like monks or something, maybe that don't have, they don't have any sex or anything like that.
For sure.
So maybe you could like go like you'd have to just like change your whole life and become this like part of a group of people who just doesn't care and doesn't think about it by like tricking, not tricking yourself, but you know, learning to not
but
have
they would
those
probably
desires
hate me because I'd be training with these monks. Maybe you're saying in Tibet, let's say.
Sure, maybe and Tibet. Maybe you spend 7 years in Tibet. I don't know.
And then I get like a Facebook message. Here I am hanging out in Tibet, and I get a Facebook message from an ex-girlfriend. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you doing later?
That would be hard.
And then I'd be like, God damn it.
I think you'd have to make it known. You'd have to be. You'd have to send a Facebook message out at, like, when you're ready. And just be like, you guys, just
delete your Facebook.
You guys, something terrible happened. I no longer have a penis.
Yeah, but no. Even if like a letter came in, like if a, like say yeah, you delete your Facebook. But if, like if a letter came in and there's inside it was this hot nude of like an ex or a new girl, and she's like, hey, what's up? Like I was just
randomly looking up monk monasteries.
Yeah. I don't know, I just, your mom was talking about you and got me going.
You think there's just like really mean-spirited people who just like take like awesome hot nudes of themselves and send them to like monasteries just to piss off the monks? They just open up the thing and it's just this banging hot pair of boobs and it's like, no!
God, I really hope so, because if not, I'm going to start sending nudes fun. To
April,
monasteries. Yeah,
April Fool's prank.
Hey boys, it's just like me, just
boys,
fully
hey
erect,
boys.
Like maybe like lying back in a chair, but like not like with a backless chair, so it's almost like my back is bending over one side, my legs are on the other,
and then just a giant just a tower of penis. Yeah.
And by the way, guys, can you take some snaps of me later? I got it.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever you need, man. It's thanks, totally man. Unrelated, right? You just need me to take some snaps of you later.
Yeah, just like I just need a photographer because I got would it. Love to set up a camera, do a timer, but like I want to get it right.
Oh, I'll make sure the focus is right and everything.
Yeah, and I want to get the lighting right.
Yeah, you know, ooh, lighting.
Because you know, listen, if we're really gonna ruin a holy person's day, I want to make sure.
Yeah, we can't half-ass it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man. So Chicago.
Chicago. So we were in Chicago, right? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We saw a lot of great people. I'm not even going to name even one of them because then I would have to name all of them.
Do we know? So we went back for a reunion. I don't know if we mentioned that last time or whatever.
Lux Cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
Master reunion.
And it was, you know.
It was just that. It was.
Tons of people.
I mean, I will mention the only name because it was absolutely hysterical with Kelly Hoxley being there.
The photo of me and Hoxie and somebody else flipping off the camera, yep. Pretty awesome.
It's an absolutely fantastic thing. But also when I was going to the bathroom and I was hadn't said hi to Hoxley yet, and Brian just goes, hey, Hoxley, remember when you fired that guy? And Hoxley just goes, yep. And I was like, awesome. Glad to see you're here.
It was cool to see him, I guess. Only because the
he was sucks. The GM after about? I left, right?
He was the GM after Parsons, yeah. Mm-hmm. Parsons was there too, right?
Yeah. I left when Parsons was still there. Oh, yeah. So yeah. I never met Hoxley until that reunion.
Hoxie.
It was Hoxley.
No, H-O-X-I-E.
Oh, I'm thinking James.
Oh, James Boxley.
Boxley.
James Boxley and Kelly Hoxley.
Yeah. See, Hoxie. Look at these names, guys. Look at these names.
It's like so hard to talk about these names.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool because same thing with Parsons was because like it's no longer the boss and employee situation. Yeah. That's all. And I like that. Like when I see an old teacher or something, it's like now we're just peers and
we can all fuck.
We can just fuck. Kelly Hoxie, by the way, is a man. Everybody listening, he's a man with a lady's name, like boy named Sue, etc.
Yep.
I'm kind of into him, cool. Sexually.
Cool. Cool. That's it. So that was at Northside. That was a blast.
Those were not the people that we were there to see.
Yeah.
I mean, great that he was
hell
there.
Hell no.
And McMahon was there, right?
I don't know about you guys, but I was there to see Kelly Hoxley only.
Right. I was pissed that there was no Pepe and no Zampillo. The fuck were they?
Yeah.
The assholes. Fuck. No, but it was great. We saw so many fucking old coworkers. So many.
They're so old now.
And co-workers, we drank our asses off.
Lovers.
Oh, ex-lovers, current lovers, future lovers.
Future lovers, probably.
Somebody hopefully has my sunglasses.
Someone definitely has your sunglasses there.
And is like super pumped that they fucking found them and have them now.
Yeah. You absolutely had them at Northside.
When I was looking at pictures that Demos put up, I was like, oh, I still had them there. Still
I would
had
love
there.
If you went through all of those pictures and eventually saw like
someone else with them.
There's like a whole series of somebody like looking and seeing them
like,
and
the
then grabbing
like,
them. Yeah.
Like a stop motion.
Them, yeah.
Like in the background, you find that person.
That'd be really awesome.
I bet you it was just one of the servers or something that night.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you called Northside, right?
Josh did.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Josh called Northside. I bet you whoever would answer the phone had these really cool Ray-Bans on.
They're just like, yo, what's up? Uh-huh. I checked Subway, too.
Yeah. Hey, did anyone find glasses? No, definitely not.
Fucking asshole.
Really, you sound really cool right
sounds
now.
Sounds like you have sunglasses. What was that noise? Was that sunglasses?
Yeah, was that sunglasses hitting against something?
Nah. Northside, that was great. Baseball game that some of us went to, that was great.
Yep.
four of us went to.
Yeah, four total people. But all the, I mean, it really was really cool seeing all those people.
Cool.
All the fun inside jokes we had, the late nights.
We had a lot of inside jokes.
The drugs, the beers. The
drugs. The drugs, the beer.
The bugs.
Oh, the bugs. So many bugs.
So many bugs. So many bugs. A really cool apartment.
Yeah, we stayed in a pretty cool apartment with a very feisty front desk woman.
I guess that would say like a classic just Chicago woman don't give a shit. She didn't give a fuck who we were, what we were doing, that we were paying to stay here, that we, I don't know, she was...
They were having issues. She didn't care.
We never got that fucking shower fixed.
Nope. It probably never will be.
We only had one shower that worked.
And it's one of those, you know what, so let's you know, I don't even want to dwell on it, but man... Write into normallynormalcrew@gmail.com or tweet at us if you like showers with handles that like pop off.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or the only option is that handle that you have to like wash yourself. Because Josh is in the boat that he enjoys it.
They're so stupid. You have to waste a hand holding it. I hate it.
Yep.
I love it.
And yeah, you can get it everywhere and get the crevices, but I can do that anyway. I jump like 3 feet in the shower.
I get all the crevices. Like, what are you doing with that damn thing?
When it's time for my butt.
Yeah.
When it's time for my butt, I lean over in like a... Almost like a plank style.
Yeah.
Well, like an L shape.
Spread that butt
and
open.
And then I leap like 3 feet in the air. So it like gets the butt on the way back down and gets it again.
Double butt spray.
Yeah. So if you ever hear like me taking a shower, it's just normally like, la, la, la. Maybe singing a song. And then you'll hear.
Boom.
So that's the classic move that I do.
Such a Leo shower.
Yeah, it's very loud.
Yeah.
It's very, very loud because it's me jumping 3 feet in the air.
Wow. Wow.
Chicago. So that was Chicago. There is something else I want to talk about Chicago.
Were there moments that we remember?
There were moments. I cried a couple times.
Yeah.
That was fun. Talking about coworkers that could not be there with us.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what else. I definitely drank more than I probably ever have in a long time.
I mean, we really did, so everybody knows, go out every night. Stay up pretty fucking late.
Yeah.
And then literally, like, I think I literally remember every morning waking up in the apartment, the first thing, at least you doing, Leo, maybe you too, is going to the fridge and getting a beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just sort of nonstop.
Yep. And...
I want a beer right now.
Although man, I don't feel so good.
God, I feel so... Inside jokes, bros.
Man, I am ready for a detox. I'm ready for. I was so ready when I got back, and then I just got hit in the face. So then I was just like, nope, not ready yet. So
I remember thinking right away, like, I'm definitely gonna be done drinking after this.
Yeah.
And then I came home after Asheville leaving because we just continued to drink and smoke every night there. Come home, and first thing I did was go out for dinner and have a beer.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I detoxed a little bit. I went almost a week without drinking anything, so now I'm ready to retox.
Retox, baby.
I'm ready for Botox.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just want to clear up some of these lines on my face.
I think you look great.
Hey, thanks, man.
For those listening, you don't look great.
So, what did you say?
I know. I said, I think you look great.
Ah, thanks, man. Thanks.
I think you look great. Okay.
No, you said he mumbled something there? Under
no.
There? Oh, okay.
No, I'm just reaffirming to the listeners.
Oh, God.
Just
reaffirming very closely.
My God, he looks crap.
Okay, got it. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I saw a breakdown the other day from a casting thing online, and it said, like, you know, actors must be able to do a wide variety of facial reactions. Please don't submit any talent that has recently had Botox.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Is that, they have to say that? Like, there's so many people that are getting Botox.
I
that
guess.
They mention that? That would be funny. Like,
it's
if
weird
because,
like,
Botox
the age range was like 18 to 22.
Ugh. Now you're excited. Now you're scared.
For those listening, Brian's making the same face.
Yeah, just the same face. Like, I just had Botox. I couldn't move my muscles.
Yep.
Yeah. How long does it, like, just take a while and then you get your, and then it comes back?
I don't know, whatever comes back.
I think the whole point of it is that it just flattens you.
Should we all just get a little bit of Botox somewhere?
What if you got Botox, like, in your butt?
That's what I was just thinking.
Butt cheeks.
Well, I guess you don't have a lot of wrinkles down there.
I do.
Oh, God.
A little wrinkly butt.
Oh, my God.
A lot of flaps.
Just flaps of butt cheeks.
Just slide your hand up your butt cheeks.
Ugh, gross.
Oh my God.
I want like some butt implants though, or I should just do some squats, I guess. But
go search on your phone right now, and for those listening, please search this as
please
well.
Please do the same.
There was a lady in Brazil who went to some doctor who like got some super cheap. She wanted like butt implants and boob implants.
Oh no!
And she got them like the doctor just completely fucked everything up. And I think he put like cement or something in there.
Oh yeah.
And then
what?
The picture of her is one of the most god awful things in the world.
God.
But like it was like a super cheap way to give like an extra butt and lift. But like
cement.
Everything went wrong.
Did you hear about the guy who was having sex with the girl so hard that her butt implants exploded? It was pretty good. Pretty good.
By me laughing, definitely not.
You guys got to check it out.
Definitely not. Do you guys remember when I worked at Hollister and we met the owner and he had fake everything? You guys remember that? Probably don't remember that, do you?
No, we didn't know you then.
Yep. That sounds terrible.
He had fake pecs, fake abs, fake triceps, fake biceps, fake quads, fake calves.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. And he looked like huge and buff, but huge and buff, but like huge and buff in a way that's just like, no, it's not obviously not real.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking idiot.
I'm trying to think who like he reminds me of. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Because you know Gene Wilder. That's the one thing about him. He has a ton of fake implants.
The title of this article is Fake Doctor Injected Cement and Fix-A-Flat into Patient's Butt.
Fix-A-Flat, ladies and gentlemen.
The shit that you fucking fix, temporarily fix your flat tire with.
What a great name for something, because it says everything it needs to.
Mm-hmm. And he's 30 years old, a 30-year-old fake doctor.
Okay, I didn't know he was a fake doctor.
It was a solution made of cement, Fix-A-Flat, and super glue.
Oh.
What in the world?
My God.
I love this fake doctor. He's really clever.
She even... Oh, God. The fake Morris cut the chick's butt open, injected the crazy mixture, and then closed the patient's wound with super glue.
But
unfucking believable.
How much did he charge?
Oh, wait. This happened in South Florida.
Oh, God.
So maybe there's another one?
I think there might be another one.
Look at that profile.
Oh, I'll see God. Again.
I mean, butt looks good.
Butt looks popping.
Butt look popping.
Yo, girl, what you got in there? Cement, super glue, and Fix-A-Flat.
I know. Oh, I will say that woman. When I was in Miami, that was like the obvious thing that the girls did was get butt implants.
Oh, really?
When I was in Miami, everyone had gigantic, like Nicki Minaj butts.
Just huge butts?
Yep. And
I'm not into that.
I was very like... taken aback at first, and then someone told me, like, oh yeah, everyone here gets butt implants. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I was not used to seeing that.
Is it like boob implants? Is it silicone?
It's like I guess like LA is obsessed with like getting like boob jobs, but Miami is obsessed with getting butt jobs.
So do you think Mr. Mix-A-Lot was like, I like big butts, and I'm just going to move to Miami then.
Yeah.
And that's the rest of the song.
He could have just stopped there and everybody would have got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where you should be if you like big butts.
By the way, can you show a little respect? He's a sir. Sir
Mix-A-Lot. Didn't I say
sir? You said mister.
Oh.
Okay? That's like saying Mr. McKellen.
Dr. Mix-A-Lot.
Yeah, he was the one who's doing it.
Dr. Fix-A-Flat.
Dr. Mix-A-Lot. Big butts filled with Fix-A-Flat. Ugh,
gross. Poor girl.
So the next thing I want to talk about, gentlemen, first off, thank you for an amazing trip in Chicago. And for anyone listening that we did not name for that purpose, because there are too many of you to name. That
oh
we
God,
love
so
you
many.
All.
I love that the only name we named basically was Kelly Hoxie.
it's the only one because he was the one that was just like, what?
We saw a bunch of old friends, people we loved and still love. It was amazing.
Yep, and we have probably a new Justin Morrow. You, Brian, you, Josh, and myself now have an extremely hilarious ongoing joke that will continue on through the ages.
It is true. I hope so.
That is for us.
And I got a new tattoo with Justin.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about it.
Wanted Leo to get one too.
Don't talk about it because every time I see it, I might when I have like some money saved up and go get one. I might bring you with me. And be like, just give me that.
That'd be great.
But
I'll go
on your forehead.
Yeah, give me that.
Please don't get on your forehead.
Give me that on my forehead. And guess what? I know you might be thinking about putting cement and Fix-A-Flat. No, I want a real tattoo.
Don't do it, okay?
Don't do it.
Sir Mix-A-Lot.
Don't do it.
Dr. Sir Mix-A-Lot. Sir.
So the next thing I want to talk about, gentlemen, is something that was in the news, I think, probably the last week.
Yeah.
But I just saw it last
night.
I saw
it only like 2-3 days ago. It's pretty recent.
Totally lost my mind. Obviously, then when I heard more of the story, I got pretty interested. But the SETI team, SETI/METI, SETI is the satellites and METI is the group that searches for extraterrestrial life. SETI team is investigating a mysterious signal from a star that is 94 light years away.
From the Earth.
From the Earth. This was discovered... And this is all right. So let's talk about that first. That's the first thing I want to talk about. It was one signal spike that did not repeat. So that's why they want to investigate even further. They want to point, you know, some lady is pointing the satellite there for an entire year.
Yeah.
And, you know, not satellite there, the telescope to like start, you know, peeking at it and looking at it. Said he's going to investigate it a little bit further. This was discovered in Russia
a year ago.
So that was the next part. It was discovered May 2015.
Yeah.
And they hit it, the Russian government and governments hit it from us
Yeah, it's because the Russians are the worst, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, I think every government would have done this. Every government would have hit it, which is
we definitely
super
would have.
Awful.
I
because,
wouldn't have.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you,
the,
government,
the
Josh.
The only way it came out is because some reporter investigated and found out, and then they were forced to say they found this. So I guess first we'll talk about, obviously, I think we've talked about extraterrestrial life before on this.
And for sure.
And when I saw this, I was just like, okay, because the guy... They're like, hey, you know, we're just investigating it. Could be it requires a lot more. It could just be a signal spike. Could be radio wave bounced from Earth back. Like, that's why they had to do some more investigating. But do you guys think that there could be more to this?
I am always open to the idea that there are other very smart beings out there in the world. We were recently teased by this a few months ago.
Yeah.
There was like, I can't remember exactly what the details were, but there was it was like a big... covering of a
Dyson sphere.
They thought that would be this huge alien spaceship, and then it turned out to not be anything.
Yeah, for the Dyson sphere, that one star though that has like a strange wobble. Some lady on Kickstarter kickstarted her basically renting out a observatory for one full year, and she met her goal. So she's just going to sit at this observatory and stare at that
and look at that
look at that one star. That's
cool.
Could possibly have a Dyson sphere around it. So,
how much money do you think she'll spend on just like snacks?
Snacks, probably a lot. Like, I would say the majority of it is.
All right, guys, I'm done. Hey, you were only there for 2 weeks. Yeah, I bought a lot of snacks.
I bought a lot of snacks. I ran out of money.
I'm not feeling well.
but for me, I even thought about it. I just, you know, I love looking up at the stars. I'm just like, it's not a case of if, it's a simple case of when that we're going to discover. Like extraterrestrial life.
You think we'll discover them or they'll discover us first?
I think they'll discover us first. No extraterrestrial life, at least in like millennium, will ever meet each other physically. But I think 100% we can communicate somehow. Not like, hey, what's going on? Like a phone call, but it'll be with...
I only want to talk to aliens if I can call them on my phone and just say, hey, what's going on?
Calling you on your cell phone.
What's going on?
This is, I pulled up the article I had read it earlier. This is what I love about it, which makes it sound so crazy. If aliens did indeed send that signal out, they are certainly far more advanced than we are. Based on the signal's characteristics, aliens would have to generate about 100 billion billion watts of energy to blast out that signal in all directions, and they'd still have to produce more than 1 trillion watts if they beamed it only to Earth for some reason. And just the first number is hundreds of times more than all the sunlight falling on Earth. So, like, if it is some beings, like, they are supremely advanced.
Supremely. And that's I think, if anything, more frightening than... If this is, like, a real signal that this advanced group has found us, and that's one big, like, issue with a lot of these scientists have is, like, why are they looking out here? Like, we are nothing. Like, we're a very small galaxy. Milky Way is, like, nothing, like... in all of space.
Yeah, I feel like it makes it... It would be hard to say that like they were just shooting the signal at us only.
Yeah.
But if they shot it just out and we have to hear it...
Man, that's frightening to me that like if this group was looking just at us and
what
being
if
like,
we
we're
found,
coming.
Right. Yeah, what if we found a way to send out some big-ass signal? We just sent it out everywhere and it actually got the attention of like multiple different like extraterrestrial species and they all just like came here to attack us.
I mean, or come here to see what up and maybe offer peace.
Well,
probably kill
some
us.
Are peace, some are attack.
You guys
just
have
this giant war.
You guys have just talked about Independence Day resurgence, and I hate you for reminding me about that.
I never saw
it. You loved that movie.
Oh, that movie is such garbage. I think it's now on the PlayStation Store, and I would buy it and rent it just so you guys could experience its awfulness with me. But then in the beginning, this new orb that's coming, like this new ship is coming. And our human's initial reaction is shoot it down. And it's like, well,
what is that thing? Kill it.
It's good. It doesn't have the same like look or of the ship that got us last time. And they're like, shoot it down. And it turns out it was a good alien.
Stupid. This is stupid.
Oh. Did you see the trailer for The Arrival?
The Arrival looks awesome because it looks
like The Arrival.
Almost like a Nolan-esque
like
actual alien movie, like a very done very well.
Who in it?
Amy Adams.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah.
I like them.
And it's basically just some orb that like, or some cylindrical object that lands on Earth. And I guess like at one certain time every single day, they come.
And communicate.
They communicate somehow.
And Amy Adams like the top like language translator person, like the UN and stuff. And so they bring her to, you know, if anyone can figure out their communication methods,
yeah,
it'll be her.
Plus she's super cute.
Yeah. And that was also, they're like, there's actually three people who are way more qualified. Yeah. Like, oh, she's so buggy.
She was the cutest, yeah.
I just, I think for me, the big issue with this is, like, that's, first off, that's fantastic. Like, I am all for it. And it, if even if I'm, like, 95 in my lifetime, if I can see somebody come on TV and say, everything we know is a lie, like, or everything you think you believe is not true because we have found life out there.
Wait, things would still be true that we believe?
No, but I'm saying, like, organized religion would just crumble in my mind.
Because there's so many people that are still so brainwashed by it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just like, organized religion would just be immediately, it's just like, well, cool. You've now, you have faith, but now you have to question even that. So it's like, because guess what? You know, there is life elsewhere. We are not created. A single hand created us. So,
I mean, if you think that still, you are.
I know, but, like, literally, but that's what I'm saying. Everyone does, but it's like, even that's what scares me so much about this is that we as, like, taxpayers don't, we'll never know the truth, the whole truth at least. Like, this was discovered in May 2015 and they just covered it up because even SETI is run by, you know, our money, like the government. We pay to make, you know, like to look up there. And it's just so crazy to think that all the power they have is it will still cover all that up. Like, if even if, like, you know, there was the signal came back and it did repeat, but they could just be like, nah, it didn't repeat. And
then they're keeping us blind, man. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just crazy to me to think that we live in a, like, that, and that happens. It's just, but whoever that reporter is, it's fucking awesome because at least there are people out there that will do the work and be like, no, this, you know, get it out there. But I think it's one of those things where if it was like a full message and it was like, we're out here, I don't think we would ever hear that.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, even if I'm like 95, I just want someone to be like, even if I'm 95, 90 years old, about on my deathbed, and they're like, yeah, you know, we can finally say that Roswell, they've already been here. Like, something like that would just blow my mind. Because admitting that changes everything. And how cool would that be?
I want everything to change.
Yep.
Right now.
I know in my heart the truth. There's aliens.
Fuck yeah.
There's aliens in your heart.
My favorite thing is like Neil deGrasse Tyson's just like, cool, like, let's find them. I'm all for that. And then there's people on the opposite end of that are like, if they find us, we're so fucked.
I'm ready.
Think about the Europeans. The Europeans are stronger and they come over and just destroy the Indians. Like, what would we be? Would we be the Indians or would we be the Europeans? Just getting like
the correct term is Native Americans.
Okay, you're right. No, you are right. No, you are correct. I did say engines.
Engines. I think it's fine if they come and kill us.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
I guess. I think actually the reason I was like, well, that's an interesting tweet, and it got like a ton of retweets. And I was like, what, why? And I think that's why I started like, I then popped it up and I saw the SETI stuff come up. Kumail Nanjiani,
mm-hmm.
his tweet of just like, oh boy, this would be a bad time for aliens to find us right now.
Yeah, right? Embarrassing.
Yeah, really embarrassing with everything that's happening. But I don't know. I would immediately say, take me away.
I would just try to be like, yo, can you please, like, I'm pretty cool. Like, don't kill me. I don't like most of these people on this planet. Like, just take me with your thing. Like, I'll be like, I want to learn. Maybe I can help with my insights.
Yeah. What if their minute thought is, yes, we need you, but we know your petty human body needs oxygen and sustenance. And the only way we can give that to you is an anal
in the butt.
Is in the butt. Are you still in? And it has to be there the whole time.
I guess I would say, like, this is crazy for you to tell me this because I would imagine that you're smart enough to know that I can't eat or breathe through my butthole. No. So why don't you keep your probes in your hands?
It's like, it disperses nutrients.
It's like in some way that I can't understand.
Yeah, but it'll just disperse like through, like, just like
if I know a lot of guys that put things in their butts. I can get used to it.
Like just like when you like butt chug, you get drunk faster. Yeah, that's. And by the way, again, Chicago. I walked in, so dumb, guys. I walked into Brian's room and he was butt chugging.
So what? Leave me alone.
Yeah,
that's why I got so sick that one night. Yeah. I didn't want to tell you guys, but yeah. Straight butt chugging.
What's with all these vodka soaked tampons everywhere?
Yeah, just like that. That's how the food would get to you.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, if I could leave Earth and go to an alien planet thousands of millions of light years away, and all I got to do is breathe and eat it out of my butthole, sure.
It's just permanent. You have to experience it and be like, man, this is so beautiful. I wish this thing wasn't in my asshole. Permanent.
I feel like I would get used to it, okay?
I guess so.
Who knows? We'll see when it happens.
Tomorrow.
tomorrow. Is it happening tomorrow?
There's a,
I got stuff to do tomorrow.
Too bad.
There's a new game out from the creators of Myst. I guess I got
M-Y-S-T?
M-Y-S-T, yeah. It just launched, I believe, first Friday of last week. And it's called Abduction. And it seems pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the opening of it looks pretty cool. Although I never really liked Myst because I didn't understand the puzzles, but that's also because I was
a kid,
probably 10.
Yeah, that was came out a real long time ago, huh?
Yeah,
I watched my dad play it, and I was like, I want to play. He's like, I don't think you would like it.
Yeah.
You're not going to know what's going on. I was like, shut up.
I don't think you would like it. Why don't you go on, get out of here.
But games like The Witness, fuck yeah. Which, by the way, there's a huge sale going on in the PlayStation Store right now. There's some probably two of my favorite games of this year on sale. Go buy them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? Enter the Gungeon is on like super sale, and so is The Witness.
Ooh.
Super Saiyan.
So, get out there. That's our video game minute.
Video games, video games, video games.
Video games, video games, video games. Get it out there.
Did everybody watch Josh on Betrayed or no?
I haven't seen it yet.
Cool.
I haven't seen it yet.
You got to come over and watch it. It's really good. I wouldn't have mentioned it, but Josh just reminded me of it by saying that.
What?
Well, because you said your dad was like, oh, no, you wouldn't like this game. And it reminded me of you being like, oh, hey, kids. Okay, run along.
Oh, God damn it.
There is sort of a recurring
third. You and
Josh
watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was wonderful.
If you have ID channel, try to go on ID.com.
I'm sure they'll replay it a bunch of times.
And I bet you can even watch it online for
free.
It
was the premiere.
Which I might, you know what? Now that you just remind me, I might go do that tonight.
Yeah, you should watch it. If not, come on over and watch it at my house.
Okay.
Popcorn, beer, pizza.
I was talking about it.
Around your iMac, daily motion.
No, we watched that on the TV, okay?
I was talking about it with my friend Jesse Stigner.
Oh, yes.
And her boyfriend Josiah.
Yes.
And they made a good point because the true case or whatever of my episodes and this being made into an actual big Hollywood movie with Daenerys Targaryen, they're probably going to reshow my episode like all the time because it's like the same story.
Oh yeah, maybe they will.
I was like, oh good,
that shit's gonna be out there in the world. Josh was great. He was a alcoholic father,
literal alcoholic,
like every scene he's drinking a beer.
Yeah,
his kids for some reason loved him even though all he did was say, oh hey kids, okay, run along. All
every,
the time
every time I entered they would be really excited to see me. I'd give him a quick hug and send him on the way.
And he had a very authentic Southern Kentucky accent.
Has Chad verified that yet?
I don't think he watched it yet, but I'm looking for the verification. I'll send it on over. It was great. You need to watch it.
My two biggest scenes got cut from it. So.
Yeah. But he's still in it a lot.
Deleted scenes on the DVD.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait.
There's a DVD of this? I promise you there will not be a DVD of this.
I promise you.
I mean, if you could see Betrayed Season 1, if I see that in a store.
Oh, picking it up.
I would absolutely look at it, and put it back up.
You'll know two people in it.
Yep. That is true. Yeah, one of our coworkers is in another episode. I think she says hers is the third episode.
I think she's fourth.
Fourth?
So. Third, fourth. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Well, I mean,
we're
going to
watch
the whole
tenth.
Series.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Oh, yeah, I probably missed last week, actually. Damn it.
Damn it.
I didn't set it on a series recording.
Yeah, because it really would ask you, like, are you sure? And you're like, yes. It's like, are you sure? It
keeps asking.
Yes.
Me.
Listen,
this
Brian.
Show?
It even calls you by name. Listen, Brian.
Tonight's episode, too.
Oh, was that just 1 week ago that we watched?
Yeah.
Oh,
last
man.
Wednesday.
Episode 2, baby.
Listen, Brian.
The TV's talking to me.
I know. I'm now going to switch the buttons. I'm going to put no at the top and yes at the bottom.
In case that's the confusion.
And then you'll go down and hit yes again. It's like, all right, Brian. I'm now going to put two no's in here. Choose
yes isn't even an option.
Yeah. Yes is not. Like, my God, this DVR is very selective.
It was pretty good. Also, I had a small crush on the female lead.
Yeah?
She was pretty cute.
Okay.
She's a longtime boyfriend in real life.
So I hate longtime boyfriends.
Is that what you're going to review?
No.
Is Betrayed?
No, but I should.
Yeah, it should be. Speaking of that, let's jump into, you guys feel comfortable jumping into some reviews?
Sure.
I would love to.
Okay. Josh.
What?
You want to go first?
Sure.
Well, Brian is giving me the craziest eyes.
Sorry, I had a little eye thing.
What were the crazy eyes?
I was just doing this.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Just lifting up my lids.
For the listeners,
he's lifting up his lids.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. They call me Crazy Eyes and Firestarter.
And Wild Card.
Wow.
And Wild Card.
Oh my God, they call me everything. Josh, what are you going to review for us today?
The movie Keanu.
Keanu.
Ooh.
Is that the story of Keanu Reeves?
Mm-hmm. The cat.
Keanu Reeves the cat.
Keanu Reeves the cat. That's Key and Peele joint.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did see that Keanu movie where they killed his dog and then he killed everybody, right?
Yeah. John Wick.
John Wick. Yeah, that was actually pretty fantastic. But it wasn't just because they killed his dog. His dog meant a lot more.
I mean, in basic terms, you could be like, "Oh, it's a movie where Keanu like goes on a rampage after bad guys kill his dog." Like, you could say that and be pretty accurate.
And be accurate.
And yeah. Making a sequel.
Yeah, and they're making a whole. They apparently want to make a whole franchise out of it.
I hope it just starts.
I didn't
exact
think that. I thought that was bad.
He's like 6 years older. He was remarried. They bought a dog.
New dog.
She died. Another one dies. Oh, and then
kills goldfish.
Kills goldfish and he loses his mind.
No one actually kills it. It just dies in natural causes because it's a goldfish, but he still kills everyone. Yeah, he goes after everyone.
He killed like 89 people in that movie or something insane.
Hey, Josh.
What, man?
Could you please give us a 3-word review followed by a...
Interesting because this movie's about a cat.
Right.
Yeah, but it's called Keanu. Followed by the meow that the two lovely black men, Key and Peele, would do at their premiere.
The two lovely black men.
Thank you. Of the movie Keanu. Thank you.
All right.
I forgot where I was because I had lost track with the cat meow. I was like, what am I going to do?
Hype, flat, cute. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Wow, ladies great. And gentlemen, that was great. That was the cat meow. It was at a premiere.
That first one was super energetic, Key. Yeah. And then the other one was like low key.
Yeah. Yeah. High key, low key.
Which one is which?
Keegan Michael Key is the tall one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jordan Peele is the shorter one.
Who's
usually.
I guess I like Key lower. Then, who does Obama. Yeah.
Yes. Or I the. Like
The
black translator.
Yeah, angry black translator.
Oh, yeah, his translator, yeah.
Jordan Peele be eating at Bledsoe's all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever talk to him?
Yeah.
Is he cool?
I don't know. It was just more tea.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And he said, meow. Yeah, meow. Yeah, Keanu was there too, the celebrity cat.
Oh, he's such a good cat.
All right, so those are not good words.
So hype. I was super excited just seeing the initial trailers of the movie because I love the show, Key and Peele. I think the guys are super talented and funny writers and actors. And so I was like, oh, cool. They're making a full feature film. And... so based on the trailer, I was excited, and then everyone that I knew that saw it in theaters was saying it was great. They were tweeting about it, saying it's awesome, go see it. I was like, oh, awesome. I never got a chance to see it in theaters. So I think that also kind of led towards me not being as happy with it because I was expecting so much more. But it's an action comedy, but I feel like my biggest complaint was it's just the same joke for the whole movie. It's just two guys who are clearly not from the street having to blend in as if they are from the street while they're trying to get the cat back. And so that's it. So most of the jokes is just these two guys trying to be street around these real gangsters.
Yeah.
And they're clearly not. They're listening to like George Michael and stuff like that. But it's like that's the only joke. And so that I just kind of felt like it went on for like a really long time. There's one scene that I even said out loud when I was watching, like, this is a really long scene. Like, this is just like not... nothing's really happening. It's just going on for a really, really, really long time.
It sucks.
And I was bummed because I love those guys. And so I was expecting something amazing. And I was just like, okay. And it wasn't. And cute. You know, that cat is really cute.
It's
a really cute
super
cat.
Cute cat.
Yeah. Do you think there is something with the theater experience with friends that can change your opinion on a movie?
If I saw this in a packed theater and everyone's
with
my boys, I probably would have like left feeling more positive about it, but I watched it by myself here at home and there was no one else who was like super into it. Like Will Forte's in it,
he's
a real small part, but he's fine, and like the acting and stuff is fine. It just I felt like there wasn't enough variety, like different scenes or set pieces,
so the writing
like
was weak.
Yeah, just the story itself. Yeah. I felt like it was kind of one noted. It was just these two guys in a very long scenario. There wasn't enough
one long skit.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't enough like plot twists and stuff like that to kind of like further it along. I'm trying to think of like other like action comedies that are like in that vein that's mostly comedy with some crazy action stuff. Things that come to mind are like Pineapple Express.
Mm-hmm. The Other Guys.
That or did you guys see like American Ultra? I think that's what it's called with Jesse Eisenberg.
I hate him.
But I feel like they had such different like scenes throughout the movie. It felt more like a feature-length storyline, where this kind of felt like like a 90-minute sketch that I felt like maybe if it was like a sketch we would like come back to throughout it, like an episode, like now let's check back in then with these two guys, like seeing other stuff like around it. But just that being the whole thing, I was just like it didn't do it for me, and I was bummed.
That sucks. I feel like that is the case most definitely too, is that if you're in like a packed theater, and then you're seeing a comedy or something. Because I would love to now go back and watch the second Ninja Turtles movie that just came out. Because when I saw it in theaters, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And now I would love to just, like, because I guess also when you're watching it by yourself and also just watching it at home, there's no distractions around you. So you're really, it really needs to grab you to be like a good, enjoyable movie. Because, like, I don't know, I just feel like it would really need, it needs to do a lot. And then also you're just kind of probably like nitpicking it a little bit extra because you're just watching it at your house. You can get up and go to the bathroom and pause it whenever you want. So, like, the pacing is probably thrown off and stuff like that, yeah. too. So.
I guess definitely. So. Sign of a good movie if it's great no matter when or where you're watching
for
it
sure.
then.
I'm with you on that one.
Brian, what are you going to review?
I'm going to review the 10-year-old documentary, The King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters, because I just watched it for the first time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
Can you please give us all a 3-word review of the documentary King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters, followed by a meow of a 70s arcade game sound effect after you just put some quarters in.
Yeah.
Where's lisp coming from?
Yeah, what is happening?
You guys never notice that? Sometimes I have a lisp.
Once a podcast, 1 word a podcast.
Yeah.
Nice, cool. First flaw.
1 word every 46 podcasts.
First flaw we've seen. Cool.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Pretty flawless
yeah,
over
right,
here.
Yeah, right.
What was that?
I said, yeah.
Wow. Nerds.
Thanks.
Sad. Meow.
Nice.
Sweet.
Thanks.
I'd put quarters in that machine again to hear that sound.
I didn't realize it was this old, so sorry to not be topical, but my buddy just told me to watch it. I assume that you guys had seen it.
Yeah, but what conversation came up? They're like, oh, you have to see that. And you're like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. And you just watched it.
I think he had recently watched it, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And it just knew that I would like it.
Cool.
So then I watched. I definitely got a little high and watched it, which probably made it even funnier.
I think we watched it in Chicago, I think.
It is. Well, the thing is, like, I've been telling some people to watch it, and a lot of people haven't seen it. So even though it is 10 years old, I think it's important to talk about.
For sure.
Because some people will be like, oh, that listen to this podcast, will be like, oh, great, maybe I'll watch it. So, yeah, Fistful of Quarters is, what did I say? I said,
wow.
This is what is wow about Fistful of Quarters. They're real people that are in this thing.
Yep.
It's not somebody who wrote a great character and then a great character actor played that character. These are just real human beings that live in the world. And
real.
It's mind-blowing to me.
Real human beings. Which one was your favorite out of the two main characters?
I mean, Billy Mitchell is certainly like the... You can't not just be blown away by him.
Yeah.
Steve Wiebe, I like him because he's the underdog and he's the family man and he's like the... Yeah. You know, he fought really hard to overcome and to win and like, you know, nobody gave him any credit and he's just crying the whole time and shit.
Yep.
But Billy Mitchell is like... I promise that... So he's an actor, and somebody paid him to play that.
This dude thinks he is so amazingly cool.
Oh my god, he thinks he's the best person in the world.
And the thing that he did was have the highest score in Donkey Kong,
right? And he did. He held it for like 20 years or something.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, about 20 years.
If I would, hopefully, my friends would, you guys would call me out if like I was like,
right.
Like walking around like I'm the best. Oh, excuse me, coming. Oh, wow, there's Leo coming through. Yes, hi, hello.
And it's
like, Leo, fuck you. You had a high score in Donkey Kong
18 years ago.
Yeah, dude.
But he was
something else.
It was because he was surrounded by all these people who loved him so much,
for
and
sure.
I thought that was the most amazing thing. Like that fucking head referee guy who was.
Yep.
You got, just please watch this movie if you haven't.
Which that guy, they even like make him as a character in. The Disney movie Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, really?
Like, he runs the arcade there, dude in referee outfit and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's based on him.
Actually, and I was Wikipedia-ing King of Kong. The guy, Steve Wiebe, had small roles in a couple movies because the guy who, like, directed or produced King of Kong went on and made some other things.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he actually, like, got him a couple acting jobs.
Very cool.
But, yeah, holy shit. Nerds, oh my god, the people. I mean, and I'm not passing judgment.
No, they are 100% nerds.
It's just, like, I just can't believe they're real. I could not believe
it. And they're, like, the nerdiest of the nerd. I was too young to, like, really get into, like, the arcade lifestyle.
Yeah, like, back when you went to the arcade
yeah,
and shit.
Like,
yeah, we did it as kids.
For me, it was, like, early, mid-90s, but at that time, it was just something we did for, you know, to waste some time.
Yeah, we had other options. We had Nintendo back at home.
Yeah.
So it was, like, to waste some time while your parents were at the mall. But, like, early and late 80s lifestyle with, like, teenagers then, that's where they went to go hang out. Like,
right. You went and hung out with your friends there and, like, really tried to kick some ass at arcade games.
Yeah, and that was, like, what you did and you were there the whole time. So it's, like, I never really experienced that culture. but man, woo boy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then sad was the last word, right?
Yeah.
I actually did, you know, it makes you, it pulls at your heartstrings a little bit because this like fucking dude, the underdog, Steve Wiebe, you know, is like, he has a lot of other stuff going on in his life, but he just has this one thing and he like really wanted to, you know, be recognized by the like organization that recognizes arcade game players as the winner. And they like would constantly just like follow blindly this you know, this yeah. original champion, Billy Mitchell. And so, like, I mean, yeah, there was, like, he was, like, crying in it. It was, like, yep. I was, like, oh, man, this poor fucking
sad. It's super sad. Yeah, there's so many times when he's just, like, yeah, he won't play me.
Right, right, right.
He won't do it.
Oh, God. And so, yeah, real quickly, if you don't know what it is, it's just a documentary about this guy who is the highest Donkey Kong champion, 800 and something thousand from 1982.
Yep.
And then, like, finally in, like, 2000. Early 2000s, somebody decided, like, oh, I could beat this guy. And he filmed himself beating him, sent it in, didn't count because he wasn't, like, actually there. So then he said, fuck it, I'll go to the next competition. Mm-hmm. Went, beat it again, but the champion didn't show up. So then it still didn't count. And then the champion at that competition sent in a tape of him getting the high score, and that counted somehow.
Yeah, they wouldn't count his tape, but they counted the former champ's tape.
So it was like all in favor of this guy, and the other dude was so – it is just – God, it's so good. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing is, like, it's mainly those two guys, but then the ref is so great. The other, like, supporters of – I mean every single person.
I
haven't
seen it in a long time. I should go back and rewatch it.
I can't believe how good it is.
To me, it taught me about, like, kill screens, which I didn't
right,
know
right.
about. Because
yeah, me neither.
The makers of the game literally had no idea anyone could ever get that far in one single playthrough, and the like with that computing like technology that's in Donkey Kong, it just can't handle another screen.
Yeah, so the kill screen just means like all the data has been used, and then, like,
yeah,
it
glitches out, completely yeah. glitches out, and that's the end of the game basically. Right, right. But it's like, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, there's no more RAM, there's no more memory, because like all that has to be stored, not like the previous screens, but the score.
Yeah.
And like, it's just funny when those numbers get too high, the game just like, nope, what's going on? So there is like a certain end game basically to a lot of those arcade games. And for me, I was, you know, just piling in quarters and I was awful at it. That's super interesting.
Oh God, it's the best. It's really good. Josh, you okay over there?
Yeah.
When your headphones came out, earphones.
No.
Earpieces.
It's just a theory.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Like, we think we saw it.
Nope. Huh. That's all great theory start.
Looked right at it. Leo.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to review something for us?
I am going to review not a movie.
Okay.
Not a game.
Okay.
Not a book.
Okay.
A food item.
Soup? Not a food item.
Not soup. Okay.
I'm going to review an idea.
Love it.
Of something that's happening.
Okay.
I'm going to review the DCEU.
Which is the DC equivalent of the MCU.
So basically it's called the DC Extended Universe.
Got it.
That includes Man of Steel. That includes Batman v Superman. That includes Suicide Squad. And that will inevitably include Wonder Woman, the new Batman movie, Justice League, so on.
DCEU.
Yeah, all the DC movies post the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please review for us, in three words, the DCEU.
Yep.
Followed by the meow that... This is super appropriate and makes perfect sense.
Yep.
That Stan Lee would meow.
Ah, yes. Of course. No more, please.
Meow, children.
Man, that cat said children.
Man, that crazy old man.
It's super easy. Stop.
Yeah.
I could have used one word. I could have said stop. No, I'm done.
So you're not... Obviously, I'm going to want you to continue, yeah. but you're not feeling good about any of the upcoming movies either, based on what's come out so far.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why would right. I, okay. with Zack Snyder still in charge of the main tentpoles, and yes, you're going to have... Okay, so let's just say the one thing I even kind of enjoy about the DC universe is Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, the trailer for the new one looks like it could be good.
Yeah, Everything else I am so against. I think Flash looks interesting, but the way they use him is just as like a filler character because they haven't really fleshed out his character. So it's like no one really knows who he was. So when he, spoiler alert, popped up in Suicide Squad for 2 seconds, it's like, why is he here? Why is he cool? Yeah, he's stopping Captain Boomerang. Who is that guy? Like, we saw him in a trailer before we saw... You know, we saw him in that Justice League trailer before we saw him, like, in a real movie, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was from the future in Batman v Superman, but it's like, dude, everything about this just sucks. I don't like the Lex Luthor. I think Henry Cavill looks just like Superman. I think he's doing an excellent job for what he's been given, but everything he's been giving is dumb.
Yeah,
he's
acting not wise,
Superman.
He's,
yeah, he's doing great. He would be a great Superman because you can tell he's lighthearted and funny in a lot of his roles. Like, go back and watch Count of Monte Cristo. Even when he was a kid, he's like super bubbly and happy. He's like, that's the Superman I want. And we're not getting that. Even Brandon Routh was even a better Superman than
Ralph.
This. And he was like kind of like chummy and happy. It's like, no, it's just so dour and so
right.
Awful. It's like
more moody than Batman sometimes.
Yeah, and the thing is like that's the whole Superman should be like bright and sunny.
He's the opposite of Batman.
Yeah, he should be bright, sunny, and happy and like
hope.
Almost like I would imagine him as like John Hamm.
Yeah.
Like his kind of personality of just like, hello, yes, like everything's right, great. Right. Like, and that kind of smiley and his delivery. That would be a fantastic Superman, where it's just like, yeah, okay, all right, oh, there's something to be saved. Well, why am I still here? Like something like that. Like,
did you enjoy the original Superman?
The with Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was him having a bumbly. I mean, he was the best Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bumbly, great Clark Kent, crazy, yeah. Like, and then like you know, in the very beginning of the movie when he, you know, takes that bullet, and you know, Lois is like, oh my god, Clark, are you okay? He's like, oh yeah, it just grazed me, or like whatever is like, or I passed out or something, and then when he's walking away, he just see the bullet and he throws it away. It's like, yeah, that is fucking cool as hell. But everything about it is just, it needs to it sucks because now we're stuck with it because they're already filming Justice League.
And these movies are doing pretty well in the box office.
So
yeah, Suicide Squad killed it.
It did?
So the thing is Man of Steel did okay. Batman v Superman didn't break a billion. And then this Suicide Squad is now at about a little, almost 700 million, which is great. But a movie with Batman, Joker, Harley Quinn, that should have passed. A movie with Batman and Superman should have been easy a billion.
Yeah, like, imagine a really fucking awesome Batman and Superman movie.
Yeah, and it should have been easily a billion. It's Batman and Superman. It's the two biggest Warner Brother characters they probably have. And the movie just...
Yeah, because immediate word of mouth got out. So yeah. People weren't rewatching it.
Yeah, Batman v Superman, in my mind, could be the start... See, the thing is, it can't even be the start of that because, like, you need to build up those characters first. And the only movie we had before was Man of Steel,
yep.
Which didn't really
build
really anything. So it's like, I don't know. We're going down this path of you'll constantly hear people say, well, Marvel's doing it better. It's like
they've been doing it longer and they're doing it smarter.
And that's the
DC's
thing.
DC's rushing it too much.
Yeah. And that's their David Ayer, who I love his movies. He did Fury, that tank movie. He's done a lot of great movies, or a couple of great movies, and it came out that he had 6 weeks to write the script for Suicide Squad. That was it. That's all the time they had to write a fucking major motion picture script. And after seeing the movie, I'm like, yep.
Like, not a surprise that it...
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder your main thing to come up with was a giant, you know, world-eating device. It's like, yep, we saw that in Man of Steel. Same goddamn thing. Saw it in Avengers all the time. It's like... Give him some time to create a really good story. And Suicide Squad shouldn't be about the end of the world. It should be personal to them. And it's like, if you don't get the characters, like, why are you writing? Like, why are you allowed to make this movie? It's like, oh, because you want money.
Everybody's just going to make money. They know everybody's going to go see it.
The Joker...
That sucks.
...was fucking awful.
Yeah.
He had a couple... Have we all seen Suicide Squad?
No.
Brian's okay. Not.
But he's I don't care if you want to talk about it.
He's had a couple good scenes... And yeah, I hear there's a lot of stuff about him being cut out, but I don't... The Joker, to me, is not a mob boss.
Right.
In this movie, he's a mob boss.
That's what Josh was saying, too. Yeah.
In this movie, he is a gangster, mob boss, like, guy who sits at a bar, surrounded by security. No.
That's Joker, the Penguin.
Yeah, Joker is a maniacal...
That's Two-Face.
Yeah, finds hilarity in... Just even being by himself and like making himself. There's a great scene where he's surrounded by like lying on the floor, just like laughing and like surrounded by knives and like children's clothes.
Because Jared Leto
said that like, you know, he takes stuff from his victims. It's like this guy is killed. That's not a mob boss. Like he would have people do that for him. And there's even a guy who comes in during that scene. It's like, hey, we know where she is now. It's like, no. Like, Joker should be doing this himself. He should be insane. I think Jared Leto. Did okay for what he had, but and I'm not gonna compare it to Heath Ledger because it's just different, but it's...
Yeah, I do like the idea of every incarnation of a Joker performance being different. I don't want anybody copying anything. So I did like his performance it was different. But yeah, it was more like the plot of who they made that character be. It was like, that's the same thing with Lex Luthor. They made him more like the Riddler than they did Lex Luthor.
Yep, and I think his look is insanely dumb. I think all the tattoos that
a bunch of, like, gold and shit on.
And, like, apparently in the novelization of the movie, it tells you why he has the grill and why it says damage written on his head. Because apparently Batman beat the shit out of him and put him in Arkham, so he got the fake teeth, and then he realized he was ugly, so he put damaged across his head. I'm like, first off, that's dumb, but secondly, like, why? And, like, he's
because it looks cool.
Randomly through Harley Quinn wanted to jump, but she jumped in the vat, and it's just like, so you also got that skin color because you were in there? Like, why are we here? Like, why are we at Ace Chemicals? It was just very jumbled, and it made almost zero sense. And the coolest scenes was like one quick little flashback with Harley and Joker, where he actually looked like a cool looking Joker.
Yeah,
because if I go back and look at it, I don't remember him having any tattoos or anything.
He was wearing like the classic suit, and then she was wearing her classic, you know, Batman animated series outfit.
Yeah, nice. But the coolest thing about that was they were like kind of alone, and they were just doing shit by themselves. And also, why is Harley Quinn? Why did she fall for the Joker? It doesn't make... I don't know. That's, again, there's a lot of deleted scenes. But the movie itself, man, just wasted. I think Deadshot was cool. But the entire time, I'm like, hey, that's Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I should be like... You know, even like Chris Evans, when he first was announced, I was like, oh, God, it's going to be the Human Torch the whole time. And yeah, it's Chris Evans, but I think he does such a good performance of Captain America that I don't necessarily really see all the time Chris Evans.
Right.
Will Smith is being Will Smith. So it's like he's not being a character. He's just playing Will Smith.
How was Harley Quinn hot?
She had some cool moments.
Yeah.
Definitely hot, but she had some cool moments. And then she didn't. And then I was just like, okay, well, what are her motives here? Like, what is she going for? And it was just like, you could just tell it was awful. But it's the worst part about it is, too, is now these are the characters that are in the DCU. It's like, cool, we're going to have this Joker now. He's going to probably be in Ben Affleck's Batman. We're going to have Flash, we don't know anything about, but apparently Zack Snyder is going to make us care in Justice League. So it's like, I'm just done. Just stop everything, which obviously they cannot, but like, and they won't, but it's like, just stop everything, let it sit for a couple years, and then just start with the Batman again. I don't care if it's Ben Affleck, just cool. That's cool. Make Ben Affleck Batman, make him make his own movie, and then just go from there, introduce slowly some new characters. Take your time. Write a script. Don't give somebody 6 weeks to write something and say, all right, we're shooting it.
Yeah, I would rather them start, you know, fresh. Start in the same point that Marvel started 11 years ago with Iron Man. And I would stick with DC to do that long journey to get to. I don't need to see, you know, them all fighting each other all right away. Like, let it all breathe. But if they were able to switch gears with Amazing Spider-Man, they just flat out stopped that franchise.
That's the biggest thing is let it breathe, I think is the best thing. And you can't... Batman Superman should have been Batman. It should have been a Batman Superman movie. Not a Batman Superman Flash, Darkseid, Lex Luthor. Obviously, he should be in it. Like, Lex Luthor, Mother Boxes.
There's way too much going
on. Like, Flash, like Aquaman. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you don't have time to introduce, develop characters, or explain why they're doing anything. I might have said this on the podcast. I don't remember. But my friend Hector had like a good comparison. It'd be like if DC, you know, or if Marvel was to do what DC did, it'd be like if Marvel made the first Iron Man movie, and then the very next movie was Civil War.
Yep.
So you see all these characters for the first time, and now they're all fighting each other. And then the next movie they did was like Sinister Six, like just all bad guys. So it's like, what? A very confusing route to take.
Yeah.
As opposed to setting up all these characters individually, get to know all of them, so that when you see them all together, it's a bigger deal.
But the problem is they can't wait. They can't wait because they want to make... No, that's what I'm saying. I think their long game is... If they would have played the long game, they, I think, would be doing better. Obviously, they're already making like billions off of this, but they could be making billions if it was done right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's being so rushed... I mean, granted, Suicide Squad maybe not as popular as Batman Superman. Batman Superman topped out, I think, $890
million.
Yeah. Suicide Squad did $640 million. Like, it's obviously on a downward trend. Man of Steel, I think, maybe hit 500 million. So it's like
I didn't like that movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a Superman movie. You should It should be happy. It should be fun. It should be. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I think it's the people behind the scenes too. We'll see what happens with Justice League, but it's after seeing that trailer, it's like, yeah, it's a great trailer. So it was a great trailer for Sucker Punch. It was a great trailer for Man of Steel. Zack Snyder makes awesome trailers. He doesn't make great movies.
Is Ben Affleck directing the Ben Affleck Batman movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm most excited for that.
That one seems like it could
be
better.
But the thing is, too, is like, it's still going to be in this universe. So at some point, that Joker's going to show up, who's fucking... maybe like has the damage written on his head, and it's I don't mind like all the tattoos. Like there's one scene when he like puts his hand over his face, and on his hand he has like a massive smile.
Yeah,
he's like, was like kind of cool. But like all the other like the damage tattoo on the head, I think it's just the one that just gets me. It's like he's not to him, he's not damaged. To him, everyone else is. So it's like that tattoo kind of ruins.
Yeah, it's like going against him as a character.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
They can bring Heath Ledger back to life and he'll be in it.
Yeah, dude. Reanimate Heath Ledger, please.
Fuck yeah. It'd be cool.
Or Gene Wilder.
Everyone who's ever died, reanimate. Let's see what happens.
Anyone?
Yep.
Oh,
be pretty packed Earth. I know, right?
We already got so many people here.
Yeah. Got more. So, I don't know. I just want them to stop. Just don't. But they won't. And they're going to keep going. And we're going to be stuck with these moody Superman. So, like, Justice League, yeah, maybe you can make it funnier, but it's still being directed by Zack Snyder. It's like, Watchmen was decent, but it was super slow, shot beautifully. Definitely has some problems. Same thing with Sucker Punch. That was an awful movie, but shot beautifully.
Not the one with all the hot girls.
Yeah. Man of Steel, shot beautifully, had some major problems. It's like, cool. I've just named three more movies. I could probably keep going, but it's like the same concept. Dawn of the Dead, shot beautifully. Definitely not a great movie. Again, Zack Snyder. So that's just my issue, I think, with Snyder. But like he's in control, basically, of the future of all of this. So
I wish we could get him here so you guys could fight.
Dude, I would have fight. He is weirdly looking buff.
Yeah.
So
and fuck like, that guy.
Yeah.
You're weirdly looking buff.
No, not really. Thank you. No, definitely not. I don't know. That's it. That's my rant on DC. I feel like I rant a lot about the DC. Because I like it so much.
And you wish it was good.
And I wish it was good.
Yeah.
I like it so much.
Yeah, we're not hating on DC.
Why the fuck was Doomsday?
We want it to be good.
And also, here's how it kind of feels like they don't really know what they're doing. One last thing. Superman died at the end of...
Spoiler, Brian.
Of... Batman v Superman.
How does Superman
die at the end? Doomsday. Superman died at the end of it. He's in all the marketing for Justice League. Alive, happy, and well. What the fuck are you doing? Like,
maybe Melisandre brings him back to life.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like, why would she come in? And I was like, what's happening? Oh, you know what? I wouldn't even be opposed to that because DC will probably do anything to make a buck. So if they can say that Game of Thrones is in the same universe as just way later. I don't know, that's another obvious sign where it's like Superman's in all the marketing. Yeah, you want to see the Justice League together. Keep him out of it because guess what? There's people that probably have no idea and they were like, and when he comes back, it'd be a bigger ordeal, but they can't even do that. Yeah. They can't even do that. So that's my rant. That's all I got.
What's the next Marvel movie that's coming out?
Doctor Strange.
Comes
out in November, but I'm super stoked. At the end of September is the new Netflix series, Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be good.
Like, the thing is, too, is like with Marvel movie, I feel like I'm like, okay, maybe I'm going to go see Doctor Strange. I'm gonna probably really enjoy it.
Was that Chumberbatch?
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. Chumberbatch.
Yeah.
Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba?
Choderbatch. It's like, I don't care about Doctor Strange, but guess what? Marvel might make me.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about Ant-Man. I love Ant-Man, and... It's Marvel's doing it so well, and I hate comparing that too, but you have to because that's their competing universes.
Yeah.
And you know, we went to go see what did we see? Maybe it was Civil War, but the kid like next to us, it was Civil War in that like 5D or 4D or whatever thing, and the kid next to us was like, oh, Ant-Man. And it was just like that. That's how they make you care.
And that was before. Yeah. That was just when they saw Paul Rudd. He wasn't even in his costume yet. Yeah, they knew that was Ant-Man, and they were like, this kid was like six.
Yeah,
and they got super excited when he opens the van and Paul Rudd's like sleeping in the back, and he wakes up. And they're like, oh, Ant-Man! Like they got
like that's jazzed. So awesome. You don't hear people like going ooh
gloomy Superman.
Yeah, ooh Wonder Woman. Like, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people do like her because she was like the best, the most lighthearted part about it. But like,
I love her theme song,
Beavs.
I don't know. It's just like they're doing it in a sense of. Also, I like their tone. I would love to see, and I'm not saying like I would love to see a whole movie like that from Batman v Superman, but I think that would be so cool to do a juxtaposition of Batman's super dour, dark Gotham, and then Superman's Marvel universe.
Yeah, that like, could like play funny.
Super happy, every happy go lucky. Like things are still. You know, awful, but like he's
hope
saving
he's,
the day.
He's
yeah.
optimism.
So, but
where when Batman is fear.
Yeah, when they're both dark and they live 10 blocks away from each other, Metropolis and Gotham, and now apparently in Suicide Squad, Mid City is, they said something like 20 miles away from Metropolis. It's like, what are you doing? Like, how small is your world? Like, they should be on three sides. It should be Chicago, New York, and then what was. Like L.A. or something. Yeah. Just like it should be that far away.
Far enough apart so that, yeah, because like my thing when I was watching Suicide Squad, like they're dealing with some potentially world-ending thing. I'm like, yeah. Why aren't the superheroes stepping in? Yeah. Where is Flash? Where is Batman? Yeah. This is a potentially thing that's going to end the lives of everyone. Why are we only leaving it to these bad guys who don't even really care?
In this universe, we know that Aquaman exists. We know that Flash exists because Lex Luthor has him on a thumb drive. So it's like, oh man, why are we still talking about it? I'm done.
Go.
All right.
Wow.
That was fun.
That was great.
It's my new character
called Episode
Kill
46.
Screen.
We're only
in the can, folks.
6 episodes away from a year.
We will have started this
a live podcast. Anyone can just come to our apartment and listen.
Yeah, or be on it.
We could do a live podcast. We could probably get space and go do a live podcast.
Yeah, it's right here.
I mean, if we wanted people to come.
I've seen a live podcast before.
Me too.
It was Brandy's
Lady to Lady.
Yeah, that was real fun.
Ooh, Lady to Lady. Yeah, they can be fun. Yeah, I guess we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll do a dead podcast.
Ooh,
I'd want to do like a live podcast with like a couple comedians on, and then we have them come out and sit down and talk. Like, and that also first do like stand up.
Yeah,
and then we talk about it.
Got 6 weeks of playing.
We have some comedian friends.
And the entire time, I'll be heckling them.
Yeah.
And then they'll sit down and be like, hey, was that you heckling?
No, definitely not us. No.
All right,
I guess I'll bring Carrot Top. He's my like most famous stand-up friend.
You know Carrot Top?
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know if he really truly knows Carrot Top.
Carrot Top Theory.
Carrot Top Theory.
Boom.
Well, guys, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 46, I've been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me again on Twitter at Kovalik317. Send the nudes.
And I am Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. And I'm at MySpace at MySpace.com/ChickenRollJosh.
I think you can actually still find mine if you go to MySpace.com/OldFashionedRomanticFeeling is my actual URL.
Wow. Old-fashioned romantic
feeling.
Hold on,
I gotta search that real quick.
I am Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm your third host. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK and at next month's All American Rejects concert.
For your motorcycle license plate, could you have put an underscore in front of it?
I don't think you can do any. You can do the, like in California, you can do like the star and the heart, like a couple of, but
you
I don't think underscore is one of the options.
Do at symbol?
Probably not.
Oh, me?
Oh, man.
Come on. I have seen a car's license plate that says IMDB me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Did you take a picture of that or something? I feel like I've seen that. Yeah.
I took a picture of it, and then, like, the next day, somebody else took a picture of it, like, that I was, like, had like,
a
friend of. Like, I wasn't friends with the person who took it, but someone I was friends with shared their photo. Like, what?
IMDB me.
Everybody's seen it.
How are we supposed to IMDB you? You're just a car.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Look up blue car, whatever car it was.
Ugh. What a fucking idiot.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and bye.
Bye. See ya.